Now on 2GB Sydney, 3AW Melbourne, 4BC Brisbane, and network stations across Australia. It's time for Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman.
And right around the country we go. I'm Darren James, and I was recalling a story not long ago, Charlie, when I bought a new Apple phone, trap for young players. It downloads automatically from the old phone and takes a long time. There's a fair bit of data on the old one to be produced onto the new one. I went out to lunch, didn't I? And it was downloading it on the 4G. And I remember getting a phone bill for about $180 because while I was enjoying a yum cha and a prawn dumpling, it was costing me big bucks, not only for lunch, but for the 4G network to transfer it all. So I thought, go home to do it on the wireless.
Tend to do that mistake only once, don't
you? Yeah, you do.
It is. Good morning, Darren. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, at the end of the day, if you're moving from phone to phone, fastest way to do it is with a cable between the two devices, then wirelessly through the Wi-Fi network. You can do it through your cellular, but please don't do that. If you've got any kind of short data allowance for the month or only a little bit of data remaining, that's a little tip for you over this weekend. Now, if you are in the market for a new smartphone, Kurt Bonici, head of Motorola for this part of the world, is going to be on the program. He's got a new series of affordable smartphones. This is their G series from Motorola, and he's going to come on and talk to us about what features you can actually get at lower price points at the moment. And he's got a couple of handsets there. So if you're looking at your smartphone and you're thinking, you know what, it's time for an upgrade, but I don't want to spend $1,200. Well, he's got some solutions for you. So he'll be up in the first half of the program with those. In the second half of the show, Graham Reardon, who's the managing director for D-Link for Australia and New Zealand, he's coming on the program to talk about an affordable AI-based wireless mesh system or whole home Wi-Fi system that they've just released, because it's not as expensive to put Wi-Fi all through your home anymore, especially to get good features with good Wi-Fi coverage. For example, because many of us, when our phones are connecting to our Wi-Fi networks, our phone calls are being transmitted via Wi-Fi rather than the local cellular tower, because that's the way they've been designed these days. So a good Wi-Fi at home means better call quality while you're at home making phone calls on your mobile, but also a whole bunch of other benefit features as well. With a lot of sport on this weekend, might be worth doing an upgrade to your home Wi-Fi. Graham, we'll talk about that. Now, in the newsletter, we have got many of you, especially you like you going out and walking and taking your music or your audio book with you. You like your earbuds. We've got a review of a $99 set of earbuds with AI-based call noise reduction. They're water-resistant, sweat-resistant, but they're only $99. So we thought we better review these and put the details in the newsletter. These ones are from Oppo. And as well as that, how to connect up the secondary building to the internet on your property, whether it's the granny flat or the farm shed or whatever it is, a whole bunch of cost-effective methods of getting the internet from the main house to the second building thing that you want to get the internet to. That's in the newsletter this week.
Excellent. And the calls as well. Don't forget that, Charlie, on 131873. Vic has dialed that number and he joins us now. Hi, Vic. How are you doing?
Good morning, Darren, and good morning,
Charlie. Morning, Vic.
Charlie, I've got so many. First of all, I wish you were my son, because I really need people like you. Charlie, I don't know how many weeks ago you mentioned these cameras, wireless, longest range.
Yeah, the Max Ranger.
Exactly what I want, except a week before that or 2 weeks before, I got robbed. I had analog and there was a power surge and there was nothing recorded. I know I haven't got long, but I end up buying them, Charlie.
Yeah.
I tried to get on to talk to you, but for 3 weeks I couldn't get on, so I ended up buying them, installed them. Not me, but I bought them from Harvey Norman, Bell Street, Preston. A lovely young guy come and installed them. All up $2,260-something. And everything you said it did for,
yep.
for 1 hour.
For 1 hour?
For an hour.
For an hour.
That's not very efficient.
Well, what's the? Let's get to the crux of the problem. Yeah. What's the challenge there, Vic? Are they not recording? Are they not sending vision to the app?
Exactly what happened, Charlie? I'll tell you exactly what happened. The guy left. He said, "Yeah, they're okay." Camera 4 never registered. Camera 3 after he left, it says never charged. It keeps sending me messages on the phone. This is a three-story house, mind you, Charlie, mounted on the last floor, and get messages from the cameras to say I'm supposed to physically bring it down to recharge it.
This was all from the point of when you started using them at the very beginning, Vic.
Yes,
correct. Okay,
for 1 hour, everything you said it did. Clear vision,
yep.
Except we never managed to get night vision clear at all. But anyway, I had those issues, and I said, Charlie Brown on 3AW, he didn't know what planet I was on, eventually tracked you down, the podcast, and so I bought them, and then he used that against me because I bought them, because when you say so, he said, I've got no option now, I've got to keep them. I said, all right, fix them and I'll keep them.
Yeah, you need them working, of course.
It sounds like because you've had this challenge from the very beginning, and there's been I'm not going to say it was an installation problem because the guy likely knew what he was doing, but it could be as simple, Vic, as resetting a couple of those cameras and then getting them doing a factory reset on the camera, and then as soon as you do that, the camera could begin to start working. What I suggest we do, and you are a very loyal listener, what I'll do is I'll send a quick note off to Swan, then obviously not in the office until Tuesday. I'll get them to get in touch with you, Vic, because I think, and this is because I've seen this plenty of times myself with all brands of security cameras. You start off using them, and if there's not one of them working, if they start not working with some kind of a small issue, like what you've described, usually a factory reset of the camera gets them working again. So let's see if we can get that as the solution for you. But we'll get some help, Vic, because it's clear that you... It's clear that you're a very loyal listener, so we'll go and do that. I'll get your number, and I'll send that to the guys at Swan, and we'll get them to give you a buzz on Monday and see what we can do to help you. All right?
Good on you. Hold there, and we'll get your number there. Thanks, Charlie Toon. Thanks, Vic, and we'll get this sorted for you. You can also get great deals sorted at Harvey Norman, Charlie.
Yeah, a whole range of technology for their Super Easter sale is available right now. You'll get cracking savings on a whole range of great products. The HP 15S Core i5 laptop, it's a hot deal, $698. You'll get bonus Galaxy Buds with the awesome new Galaxy from Samsung. That's the A55 5G, getting you some Galaxy Buds as a bonus. That is $699 for that smartphone. The Bosch Series 6 freestanding dishwasher has been reduced to just $1,399 and comes with a bonus $65 gift card, bonus finish pack, and bonus local delivery, and you'll save a massive $451 on the Dyson 360 VizNav robot vacuum, now $1,548. The Super Easter Sale. It's in store and online now at Harvey Norman, so hop to it and save. Bonus is via redemption.
Right around the country, this is Life and Technology. Life and Technology continues. Motorola, Charlie, that's what it's all about now.
Yeah, the affordable end of the smartphone market is starting to see new releases in this space for 2024. I thought we'd have a chat with Kurt Bonici because he's got this new G series of Motorola handsets he's bringing into retailers across the country at the moment. I thought we'd find out what you get this year versus what you probably didn't get last year for the money that you're going to spend. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Look, thanks for coming on over an Easter weekend. You're probably off, somewhere with the kids, so we do appreciate you stepping onto the program and helping our listeners. This new G series, I guess the first question listeners would want to know is, if I go buy this new G34, G24, or G04, it looks like, what's the thing I'm going to get this year, or what suite of features do I get this year that I didn't get last year for around the same money?
Yeah, so last year we announced our 10th anniversary of the Moto G family, and we really used this series of products to address our mission of making technology more accessible for more people. And we're really excited this year that our MotoG family, all the way down to the MotoG 04, this comes with near-field communication, so NFC. And,
yeah.
And this is a first for us, and almost the first in the industry at these price points, where you can use your mobile device for contactless payments, either with Google Pay or through your banking provider. So at the cash register, when you're shopping, you can tap your handset and use that to make payments. In Melbourne, I use my mobile device with NFC to tap onto the train system with MyKey, which is a great feature available on Android that's not yet available on iPhone as well. So, you know, we're really excited about offering this feature all the way through the portfolio for 2024.
I've used that in Melbourne, right? And because usually because I'm obviously from Sydney, Kurt, I usually have to go buy a MyKey card or remember to bring my MyKey from the last visit, which I always forget. And as soon as I started, worked out that I could use that system that you're talking about, well, I stopped buying MyKey cards after that because I didn't need to. I just downloaded the app and off I went. Great feature. What kind of price points are we looking at in terms of this G series from starting at and going up to?
So the first entrance to the G series family is the Moto G04. So that will launch at $179. So a great affordable handset. That one includes a 16 megapixel camera. It's got a 90 hertz refresh display, and that front facing camera that you use for your selfie is actually built into the screen itself, rather than a lot of other Android products that you see today have a notch. So it's a really premium looking handset for that price. G24, so the Moto G24, available in some beautifully inspired colours from our partner Pantone, in green, pink, lavender, or in charcoal. That's got a 50 megapixel camera, 128 gig of internal storage, so you can save all of your photos on the device. And then finally, the Moto G34 5G, and that's our entry into the 5G networks with the G34. Mm-hmm. That'll launch at a $279 price point, a massive 6.5-inch display, 120 hertz refresh. So that screen is refreshing 120 times a second. So really, really smooth display. Again, 50-megapixel camera. I think importantly to note, all three of these handsets have a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. So you're getting at least a full day's usage, if not more, really eliminating battery anxiety.
What's clear here, Kurt, is that you're saying to people, okay, you got three different models, right? Starting at $179, and then as you go up to $279, I think you said, you've got three different handsets in that space, right? So you can choose your design, choose your feature set based on how much you want to spend. But then you're also saying to people, okay, you're also offering a range of different colors as well in your G24, for example. So you can personalize the look of the handset based on what kind of look you're interested in, right? But the interesting thing is that you're still not asking listeners or customers, I guess, to spend over $300 on a smartphone. So for listeners who are listening to this going, well, hang on, you mean I can have the latest smartphone, I can have Tap and Pay, I can have enough storage on it to record my photos, I can have a decent screen, decent camera, I can have it in a color that's more appealing to me, and I still haven't spent over $300. And these are outright correct prices. You're not saying, locked to a network or anything like that.
No, of course. Yeah, that's right. So these are all available outright. You really don't need to compromise on design at these price points. These handsets are stunningly beautiful. And you put them on a table and we ask our partners all the time, you know, how much do you think this handset would cost? And, you know, the results that we're getting from our partners is a much higher price than what they actually are. So we're really, really excited about these three. They really couldn't come at a better time. I think with cost of living pressures, I think importantly with the 3G network shutdown that's happening across all three of the networks, you know, now's a really good time to be able to jump into a Motorola handset at sub $300 and have that experience that you'd normally get on a much more premium and a much more highly priced handset.
All right, some good things to look into there. I've got some details on the newsletter for all our listeners who want to subscribe to that. But also, we're going to review, and when we review, we put them through their paces to quite extreme levels sometimes, these handsets, and we're going to publish them on our website, cybershack.com. But Kurt, always good to have a chat to you. Thanks for bringing in some affordable tech for people in this country that's got some good features to it as well. It always it is helpful because, as you said, people always want to be able to save a few bucks when they can, and more choice means more benefit to customers. Good to have a chat to you. Have a great Easter weekend.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Charlie. You too.
Good on you. Kurt Bonici, head of Motorola Greater Asia Pacific. Round the country on Life and Technology. I hear there's something interesting on privacy in the newsletter at the minute, Charlie.
We do a lot of reviews on our website, cybershack.com. I'm going to link this one in the newsletter today because there's an online shopping store, a Chinese online shopping store called Temu. We've gone through the privacy policy, not just the one for here, but privacy policies that they publish for different areas of the world where they sell their products.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Temu.
If you've ever thought about using these guys or you have, you should read this review of their privacy policy.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything nasty about them. I'm just going to say you should read it. I'll put it in the newsletter. Have a good read and you'll be informed.
Right.
There you go.
Okay,
there you go.
There's something to look out for. Plus, just a reminder too, you can call on 131873 if you'd like to talk to Charlie. We're taking a couple of calls after the news. 131873. If you call right now, you get straight through. Another half hour up our sleeve of life and technology right around the country with thanks, of course, to Harvey Norman.
Now it's back to life and technology right across Australia. Thanks to Harvey Norman.
I'm Darren James with Charlie Brown, the number 131873 over this Easter weekend, and Elizabeth has called through. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Yes,
Charlie,
how are you,
Elizabeth? Good, thanks, Charlie. I'm after a robot vacuum and mopping cleaner. I've got mainly tiles, I've got some wood, and I've got three mats. And I would like one that I don't have to empty every time it's used. What would you recommend?
So you want one that's probably got a base station that will go and empty itself, right?
Yes, so
there's a couple that do that. In fact, I'm going to give you three, and I'm going to put them all in the newsletter, and you can come back and ask any further questions, right? So there's one from a business that's actually based in Melbourne, and they use robot vacuum cleaners that are made in Taiwan. So they're a little bit different to some of the other ones made in China because of just slightly different technology and things like that. They are a company called Robot My Life. That's the business here. So it's an Australian business. And they've got a model called the Hobot Leggy D8. And it comes, and you get that with a thing called the Lulu Tower.
The Lulu Tower.
Yeah. I know, Elizabeth. You don't need to write all these down. I bet you're writing all this down for everybody. I'll put it in the newsletter. I'll put it there for everyone. Okay. So
Lululemon.
And it will mop, it will vac, and it will then return to the tower.
Wow.
And sort of unload all the rubbish there. Right. There's another one from a brand here. Called Eufy, which is making products in all sorts of different areas, security cameras and all this kind of stuff. They have a self-emptying tower with their product as well. And it's the Eufy with an E X8 Pro. And it's a robot vacuum cleaner with a self-dispensing tower, if you like. So that's the second one. And there's a third one. There's a company called Roborock.
Roborock. What?
it makes it sound like as it's cleaning, it's playing music for you, doesn't it?
I like the Lulu Tower better by the sound of it.
Yeah. So Roborock is one as well. And again, these are all locally supported, right? So they've all got an office here. They've got people in Australia that are managing warranty support and all that kind of stuff. I'm not telling you any brands that are sort of imported from overseas, for example. They're all locally based here.
Can't buy them at Godfrey's anymore.
Sadly, you can't. This one, so Roborock Q Revo Robot Vac and Mop. And it's got a tower as well. All right. Now, the part of the reason why I'm telling you all of these is because we've reviewed all of these in detail as well, Elizabeth. So we know which are better features and which aren't, and which perform well and which perform better than others. So go and do the reviews. These things, my advice to everyone buying one of these things, they're expensive, right? They're not cheap.
Right.
But they are one of the fastest selling areas of consumer electronics at the moment.
Gee.
Robot vacuum cleaners. Yeah. People are buying these by the truckload all over the country because of the convenience, the quality of the clean that they're doing.
And you don't have to work.
And you don't have to do it yourself.
That's right.
You don't have to do it yourself. So we're finally at the point where this sector of technology is delivering what it promises, which is great. It's taken a number of years to get here, but it's delivering what it promises. And there's enough competition in the market where we're able to get benefit around price as well. There's always price promotions and specials and things going on as these brands try to push more stock. So, Elizabeth, I'll put all this in the newsletter for you, but there's three options. All the reviews will be there. You'll be able to have a deep read on that and come back with any questions, even next week, for example, if you have any specific questions.
And Elizabeth, no matter what one you get, you've got to make one sure thing. You've got to make sure that they suck.
exactly right.
Okay, exactly right. I will.
Excellent.
Yeah, I promise all right. I will.
Yes. Thanks, Elizabeth, for the call. Up next, D-Link. I'm a big fan of D-Link. That's coming up here around the country on Life and Technology with thanks to Harvey Norman with all the deals continuing on over Easter, Charlie.
Yeah, great sponsors of the show, Harvey Norman. Super Easter sale is on at the moment. You'll need to get cracking to save on these great products. The HP 15S Core i5 laptop, that's a hot deal. Just $698. You'll get bonus Galaxy Buds with the awesome new Samsung Galaxy A55 5G smartphone. That is now $699. The Bosch Series 6 freestanding dishwasher has been reduced to just $1,399 and comes with a bonus $65 gift card, bonus finish pack, and bonus local delivery. And you'll save a massive $451 on the Dyson 360 Viz Nav robot vacuum cleaner. There's another one there for our listener to have a look at. That is now $1,548. The Super Easter sale in store and online now at Harvey Norman. So hop to it and save. Bonus is via redemption.
Right around the country now, this is Life and Technology. I delinked my internet from the main establishment to the garage, Charlie, through the power lines, works beautifully.
Doesn't it? It's amazing how you can send your data through your electricity wires now so quickly and with such good quality service so that you're not getting these dropouts and stuff. Ten years ago, it was really hard to do that. So that's a good little product, power line. But I thought we'd have a chat with Graham Ridden. He's Managing Director for D-Link Australia and New Zealand. He's always good to provide a little bit of advice to me and my team about what's going on in the industry, because he has been working in the networking industry for quite some time. Not wanting to make Graham sound old, but we have known each other for a number of years. But I thought we'd have a chat today about a new whole home Wi-Fi system they've just released, which is looking pretty good. Good morning, Graham.
Morning, Charlie, and thank you for that intro. I'm starting to feel my age, definitely.
No, not a day over 35. Now, we have, before we talk about whole home Wi-Fi, we've talked a couple of times on this show about connecting up different buildings on a property using different technologies, one of which is a point-to-point wireless bridge system that you guys have got that will connect up to 20 kilometres in distance via line of sight. Is that correct?
Certainly is, absolutely. We've got basically a couple of parabolic antennas. You've got to get the angle reasonably close, but luckily the device has got some little lights on the back, so point it in the general direction, you know, within 10 or 20 degrees, and it will allow you to align the device directly. And then, as you said, up to 800 megabits per second across up to 20 kilometres from line of sight. So it's a pretty cool device, definitely.
So if I'm sitting, in my main house and I got, for example, a gigabit fiber service and onto the property, I'm with a good NBN provider and I'm getting a decent, almost a gigabit speed through into that property. What kind of speed will I get at the other end, 500 to a kilometre away using this technology?
Yeah, well, the maximum you'll get is 867 megabits per second. So that's obviously out of your gigabit. You're going to be using a fair chunk of it. And if you're only a kilometre or two away, then you'll easily get 500 or 600 megabits per second, assuming that there's no, no forests or anything like that in between. This type of device we use quite often on farms, for example. We have them placed around farms that might be 6 or 7 kilometres from one end of the property to the other. We actually just did a quite a famous person's property down in Melbourne just a few weeks ago, giving them full coverage, it's not a farm, it's a very large property though. So that's the type of area where you'd use this this sort of product.
And it's under $1,000, is it, for fully done and installed and working and all that? Is that what we're looking at in terms of the investment cost?
Yeah, sure is. It's you can have a look on our website. It's $500 for a twin pack. So if you really want to go crazy, then you can go and put them all over your property.
Sounds like a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon hooking up a large property with internet everywhere. All right, let's talk about whole home Wi-Fi. There looks to be in the marketplace options that are full of features, like they've got features. All sorts of different benefits and speeds and things like that, but they can be $900, $1,500, $2,000 for the solution to that. But then there seems to be people like you guys also bringing in models like your Aquila Pro, which are more affordably placed but have as much features as many of us would probably need or use.
If not more. Absolutely. We've just launched our Aquila Pro AI series of products. First three solutions are our M30 range, which is a single, double, or triple pack, depending on the size of your home. And there's a little solution monitor on our website, so you can get a feel for which one is right for you. The big thing here is around AI. You know, we're well known for making life easier out there in the market, and really, you know, that's what we're trying to do with this range of products. It's very simple to install. It's very simple to set up and keep running. But just as importantly, you also get some really cool functionality in terms of features and reporting, you know, that you can turn on and off if you want to as well, around what's going on your network using AI, to help you monitor that. So it's a bit of a departure from what many of the others have got, which is a very difficult, complex GUI. It's great if you're a gamer, maybe. But for your average punter, where we tend to focus on, the Aquila Pro AI series is certainly a step in the right direction.
One of the things listeners come to us and say, Graham, is that they're not sure what size solution they should be getting for their house, whether they need two or three or four transmitters. They don't know because they've never gone into this space before, and their house might have a lot of concrete or another house might have a lot of fibro in it. What do you do as a seller of this stuff to help people in that area?
Yeah, we've been educating the customer base and our partners, people like JB Hi-Fi, for example, to understand what's required from customers. And we always bring it back to just a few points. The first thing is, how many devices are in your home? Many people have got 6 or 7 connected devices now. Many people now have got 20 or 30 devices. And we always talk about thinking 2 or 3 years down the track because, as you yourself know, as per your intro, we've had many conversations over the years where suddenly you've got a new toy and you've got 3 or 4 things connected off that. It's very easy now to get to 20 or 30 devices. So think a little bit ahead as to what you might need. And also, obviously, think about the coverage. So we've got a very simple little, what D-Link mesh system is right for you on our website. You click on whether you've got a 2 or 3 bedroom or a 3 or 4 bedroom home, and it will give you some options then around what type of devices are available that would fit that style of home rather than, for example, a small apartment where you might only need a single unit.
All right, good advice. Your Aquila Pro starts at $279 for a single, goes to $400 for a two-pack, and then $550. $549 for a three-pack. I'll put those details in the newsletter, and we will talk again about getting Wi-Fi more places in the home quickly and without fuss. Graeme Reardon, Managing Director of D-Link Australia New Zealand. Always good to have a chat. Thanks for coming on this Easter weekend.
Good on you. Likewise. Thanks very much, Charlie. Take care.
Good on you, Graeme. Graeme Reardon there. D-Link, good company, right around the country on life and technology. And to John, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you going?
Hey, good, thanks, John. What's your challenge this morning?
I've got an Apple Mini system, and I run a cordless mouse and keyboard. The problem I've got is with the mouse. It won't let me close apps. The right click will open up, but it won't respond to anything.
Okay. What brand of mouse is it? Is it the
Logitech?
Okay. Okay. So with the Logitech, have you installed the Logitech app onto your Mac? The Logitech management app on there before?
No.
You tried doing that? Okay. Might get you to try doing that in a sec. The first thing that I've noticed with Logitech products is when the battery goes, features start to go first. Before it keeps working, but I notice that features start to go. So try and update your battery or whatever. Okay. The next thing to do is to remove the device and then reattach it. The third thing I've found works really well with Logitech is they've got, I'm not sure about where they're up to at the moment with Mac, but I know with PC, and I think they still do this with Mac as well, there's a management app that you can install on the device that you go in and you get a whole bunch of customization settings. I want you to see if you can do that with Mac. I'll have a look at it for that as well straight after the show and add it to the newsletter as well. Because whenever I've had a Logitech product, and I've had about 10 of them, with features not working correctly, that's been the fix, that it's always fixed it, okay? So try those three things, John, and I'm going to give a look at the Logitech management software or management app after the program for Mac and see if that's going to help you too, okay?
All right. Thank you. Apart
from that, Charlie, what do you think of the Apple Mini? I reckon they're, apparently, from what I've heard, they're a fast machine, really good machine.
The new one is sensational.
Yeah, like a rocket ship.
It is. It's really good. It's like they've taken a whole bunch of the smarts from the bigger all-in-one unit, and they've stuck it in this little tiny box, which means you can put whatever monitor on it you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically. Yeah. You love your monitor, big wraparound gaming monitor or whatever it is you choose.
Yeah.
You've got all sorts of options there, and you can still keep a Mac, so it's a good choice. Yeah,
no, very good. Hey, good luck with that, John. We're almost there, Charlie. You mentioned Cyber Shack. When's the actual next TV show on?
Later in April, we're sorting that out with Nine at the moment, but we're doing a lot of filming with that this week.
Right,
a lot of TVs and a lot of we transferred because my editor lives in Adelaide, so we have to send him all the vision.
Oh, okay,
all right. 1.8 terabytes of vision I had to send to him via the NBN this week.
1.8 terabytes.
Bit slow after 10 o'clock in my street. I apologise.
That's it.
I apologise.
Charlie, we'll do it all again next week here with thanks to Harvey Norman right around the country. The program, of course, Life and Technology. You have a great week.
Thanks, Darren.